The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Are you prepared? I see little chance of remaining here without consequence.
You shall. No. You must. You won't need it.
Is this courage or defiance? A lack of remembrance?
No, never that. Thoughts for your heart and your kindness.
I would help you. If your family knows of this, we do not.
My family would know. A minute and on.
Yes.
Mother Lenora.
Forgive me, but I must enter.
The mother will know if Rosaline.
Friar Lawrence.
Goodheart, how fares you here?
In reflection and quiet, as ever I did. Not yet enough to cry enough.
Sounds a suited balm.
My companion ails from ache of the head.
That's my cousin's nurse.
No more.
Rosaline, in sadness, I must quickly deliver grave news. Your cousin Juliet and the Count Paris. Are dead.
How came it to be?
The prince is conducting an investigation of it, ordering forth anyone who may be involved.
I knew little of her here.
Nevertheless, as a Capulet and close enough to your cousin, the prince will seek you out, of that I am certain. I would quit this place forthwith.
And abandon my host.
I will explain all to her. I recommended you here, she will understand.
If it is the prince's command, why do you tell me to flee?
I am aware of the unhappy turns of this event. And as the true innocent, you ought not to be a part of it.
Perhaps you came in vain.
God rest you, good evening, father. My liege waits.
Here is the matter, lords, ladies, and my liege. There's new evidence splattered on and throughout the tomb. Minuscule shards of some kind, and a different kind of discoloration on the stones nearby. Not the same as the blood spilled from the girl, mind you. None were drinking. No bladders cleared. We think it's poison. Good evening.
Poison? For who, my son?
A plot by him.
Were not only your kin stabbed? Divine the meaning from that.
Why came he there at all?
There has been no explanation, my liege. Do you now wish for me to raise judgment before it is fully approved?
Cannot this be it? A scourge on your hate?
Nay, prince. We understand this feud as noble. Has been, but our unhappiness swells now. I had offered Paris my daughter's love when I believed it was best to give it. 'Twas. She was ruled by me, and heavens who punished me for an offense I know not of. By giving her a death I also know not of. But this, chide us no more, prince. We have already been crushed by grief.
It took my wife hither to the grave when she realized her son would not return. Had it broken him afar? Had he taken poison?
Why came he hither when we...
Again, would you bring your heat so soon? I would have enough of these quarrels. End them. Conclude that Romeo was simply a villain. We knew it from the day it was announced.
He was not.
We have heard from you once, speaking for him. Is there no other we can trust to a better account of the affair? Him? I do know him. I do. Why do you accuse my scribe? I do not believe he was your scribe.
If he was in the company of Mercutio.
What mean you by this? He was a page of his. He was there. He may have understood something I could not. I am afraid.
I have seen him. He came to our house when the season began. I would hear him. Speak then.
Well. I was only recently brought to my master's service. And remained for too short a time.
Say there. I thought we spoke of you recording events that aren't happening. It's very vexing, Paige.
Forgive me.
There's barely anyone in this square anyway. It's the sun's fault.
We should retire inside, Mercutio.
If not, we won't escape a brawl. These hot days make bad blood stir.
Huh?
I think the Capulets are out.
Oh. That's all? You do know I don't care about them? I'll dance with lords and ladies, maybe even a silly nurse at their party, but I don't care about them.
Yes, you do.
Everyone but me cares.
Who? Romeo?
Well, Romeo cares for naught except his Rosaline. Roe like a dry herring. Oh, flesh, how so are you fishified?
Well, he's not here, which relieves and scares me.
Well, don't fill in for him. You're worse. Talking to me of fighting. When you'd slap your sword on the tavern counter, either one, saying, I'm done. I hate swords. God help me, I'm not a fighter anymore. Finish the fifth drink, someone slaps the door, you go, ah!
Stab.
Or if you're like Prissface Tybalt.
Dink. Dink.
You're like Romeo.
Wait, sorry. What did I say about your scribbling? See, Benvolio, you should take him. Shoo. Just over there. I'll call later.
Romeo says I'm like that.
And that's why he's my friend. Occasionally. Then we just do a few puns and call it a day.
Can we?
When I'm ready. Lord, save me. You want to know what else you are?
No.
I think you fought a man for coughing too loud and waking up your dog.
When I don't have... Here come the Capulets. Tybalt.
Gentlemen, a word with one of you?
Just one word with one of us?
Can I just call you Kitty and you leave? You might as well add something. A blow?
If you gave me an occasion.
Couldn't you take some occasion without giving?
Listen, let's go somewhere private, or leave us alone. We're in a public square.
Mercutio. You've consorted with Romeo
consort.
On...
Consort? Only minstrels consort. I do have an instrument if you want to dance.
Never mind. Here comes my man.
Hey, Romeo!
Look out!
Romeo Goodine? Other. I know you know me. And I know what you've done. And so this is the only good term I'd give for you. A villain.
No. No, you don't know me. But I have a reason to leave you alone.
That doesn't excuse you, boy. Turn and draw. Now.
Well, go on.
Why? I consider your name as dear as my own.
What?
Boy. What are you doing? You're leaving?
You leave it.
What if he'd insulted me? Would you leave it? You want to lose one of your lives, King of Cats? I am for you.
I am for you.
No.
Stop! Stop!
I said stop! Listen.
He's not finished. He's not finished.
Listen.
I am hurt. I think it's a scratch, but looks like it's enough to...
You can't be that. We can...
He got me under your arm. Stupid cat.
Page? You find a search and a way. I'd curse our houses. I'll do it. Curse them. That's why I wanted you. Your house.
Who is he? He's gone. That's impossible. Tybalt's still here.
Romeo? Romeo? Are you ready now? Main consort. Would you join him?
One of us will. Same thing will happen to you if you're still here.
I am fortune's fool.
And all else, I respectfully trust you know. The young Romeo was subsequently banished by our just prince.
Just? Were you in the employ of a prince previously?
Stop that!
Yes, he is a page of the prince.
But a page need not be a scribe.
Stuck in your antiquated thoughts, antiquated weapons, not for long. He is more than a page. And a scribe. Do you know who this man is?
Oh, no. An ambassador of sorts from a land where culture is given a plebeian's regard.
And your generous prince offered to be his host for the duration of his stay in Verona.
Then why should he be witness to our tragedy?
He is a suspect in spirit.
Hmm?
And yet you still banish sons who avenge their dearest friends.
Quite a few called for death. The prince promised it, did he not?
And it may have driven him to despair. He had disclosed to me before he fled. He visited the Friar Lawrence afore. But he felt no comfort. Perhaps, in an aimless pursuit, he returned and took his life in grief. A sorry, tragic turn.
Sorrier still, you two. We have learned something further. But we must wait on. Now you come back. Did I not say that all remained for questioning? Your disappearance, I assume, had little meaning. The Lady Rosaline is still brought here.
What means this? What part had this innocent? A nurse? Our nurse?
Ah, nurse. My lady's nurse. My constant joy.
She was ours.
Forgive me. But I did not see it then. So often, she gave her heart to me. She came to me. She came to me on the day you, her father and sputterer of joy, came to her too hot, forcing her to Paris.
Enough!
No, no, I'm giving evidence.
She'd been given drink, mumbling fool.
Mumbling fool. Yes, that's what you said.
Mumbling fool, leave.
May not one speak.
What's the matter with your gossips, go.
You would have had to play the cheerful, dutiful daughter of a Capulet. As long as she stayed, a dutiful daughter of a Capulet, soon to be wed. But she was already wed.
What?
That was the development.
Who told you?
You would berate your employer.
As you berated my lady?
No, she will none. She gives you thanks. Perhaps she would marry the grave.
Are you not proud of what I've done?
Not proud. Thankful that you care about me enough for that. I can't be proud of what I hate.
Don't thank me, then. Don't be proud. Ready yourself for the next Thursday for marriage to Count Paris.
Listen to me.
Would you have me drag you there on a hurdle? Do it. Be so shamed you can never look me in the face.
But...
I'll never acknowledge you. No more disgraces.
But...
Oh.
It's too late.
When all else rallied against her and her new love, she came to me, the only one who knew. Nurse, this can't happen. How can I stop this? I've already made my vows and meant them. You know the truth. What do you say? Word of joy? Some comfort, nurse. Here's the truth. Your husband is banished. Unless he took you away, quietly, unseen, which I honestly don't see as likely, you won't return. And so I think it is best to obey your parents and marry Paris. He is a lovely gentleman. Romeo's just not... You may need to forget him. You're not used to him now. Is this from your heart? And my soul too. Or curse them both. And now they are. All are betrayed. My liege, with respect to you and my kin's tragedy, I do not understand why I was summoned here. Did they...
It was I. I wish to hear those acquainted with the deceased, and evidence suggests you were acquainted with the Montague. Deeply.
Can this not be in confidence?
All leave us. Leave us!
Why do you now remain, friar? Did I not-
He may stay, my liege. He is aware of my circumstances. Was my family present?
They were not. And unless they have significance to your testimony, it stays the same.
May I ask that Lady Capulet remain?
What part has she?
An ear to understand.
Soldier, do as she says. Tell me.
What?
What understanding had you with the deceased? With young Romeo?
What understanding does your liege refer to? An understanding between two equals from houses of enemies? What understanding?
Of his affections.
Affections? I would have forgot. You see, my liege, I have elected to remain in the house of a learned holy woman, in contemplation, quite free from any thoughts of rude affections.
Rude? For pride of Verona?
An enemy in my family's eyes and a lusty hornet in mine. He had appeared near my father's house once. An accident, it seemed. Have you lost your way? Good pilgrim.
Perhaps. Or found it. Good lady.
This is a garden of the Capulets, if that needs to give you pause.
No.
But are you not Romeo and a Montague?
Are you not a truly fair maiden lost here as well?
I am not lost. This is my father's garden.
It seems a glooming place now.
The sun may yet appear, and you may find your way.
Will you show me?
Very well. Will you walk aside? You did seem a flower, yes. A directionless flower. And he found his way there again, and again. And any opportunity we found in secret, we met. I was wont to discuss my interests, and he...
What may I say to prove my love for you?
Sir, your interests are evident.
Do you not understand how I see you?
Sir.
How I realize your beauty every night. Are we not suited?
In mind,
perhaps not completely, for I do not wish to further your aim.
What aim is that? 'Tis not my aim, but of Cupid.
Then I reject him also.
Then shall you remain as you are forever? Rosaline. Rosaline!
And I have. I have sworn it. I have sworn it to God and my soul. And at my host's lodgings, I have learned to keep it. It is an understanding of myself, my liege. That was my understanding with Romeo. Who's next? Friar Lawrence.
Why are you here?
I was allowed to enter the space and see you.
As long as you are seen, I'm seen right now. Now that I've lost the prince's trust.
Which is folly. If you could trust anyone assembled, it is the pair of you. Well, I've understood you well enough. You gave only sense. But I gave her a chance to leave it. Right when she fell into the graces of that handsome vagabond. Why should I have done so? Him having run her cousin through. No matter if it was justice served. Was it not a duty to protect her?
Yes. That is all we tried to be.
You did.
From where I could. For myself.
You have a sympathy I cannot fathom. As much as I was taught the art of compassion, I have little for such a weak heart and a murderer. Juliet fell for him that I cannot understand, an infatuation. You mean to say he loved her? She truly loved him? Could only speak for themselves. And if it was not to us, I could only guess when I needed to. What a night. A little more foolishness.
I'm grateful it's night because if you heard what I said down there, how did you come here? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb. Stony limits can't hold love out, so I took its light wings. Simple.
Do you love me? You're going to say yes. Yes, I know. I take your word. You wouldn't need to swear on
it. Why, that blessed silver moon.
The moon changes in a month. I said don't. The only thing I trust for that is you.
Adam!
Anon, good nurse.
Left them a minute more and...
I never would have. Although perhaps matters would have been easier. They wished to be married. Somehow, I saw wisdom in that.
What wisdom?
May the after hours of this holy act chide us not.
What can they do? It is enough that I can call Juliet mine.
Listen. These violent delights have violent ends, and die in their triumph. Even as they kiss, they destroy each other. Our aim. My aim is to avoid that. There is a possibility by this gentle love that we may end your parents' strife. Is this not well thought of? Here comes the lady.
Juliet.
Romeo was ruled by passions, yes. At times, he couldn't see the grace in a seemingly harsh mercy.
And so he failed.
He did not fail. He reacted as Juliet reacted to the turns of the heavens that would have smiled. Why? Why punish them? They had a path that was set. I found it. What had I done?
I do not know. It is the only thing we don't know.
What can I give now to them? It is only more suffering. More things I could not control.
control escapes us anyway. Like a hot feud. Like an enemy's love.
What power had I? None. What could I give now?
What do you know that could give the greatest gift now?
Father?
I would speak with our prince.
What? Father, do you wish to speak in private?
No. I may be the able to do least in this case, yet most suspected. And here I stand, to impeach and purge myself, condemned. So, please, Ryder, forgive me.
Forgiven?
Romeo was husband to that Juliet, and she his faithful wife. I married them, and their stolen marriage day was Tybalt's doomsday, and perhaps Romeo's. You, Lord Capulet, betrothed, and would have married Juliet to Paris. This, of course, she could not bear, though there was but one she could inform properly.
How may I prevent this? I have no help from my confidants.
Juliet, believe me, your grief strains me past.
Your wisdom can't help me. Simply call this resolution wise.
No.
Yes, I long to die. If you can't bring remedy, do you understand?
Not the first to say this, you know. Listen, if you have the strength to push that dagger in your chest, trust you'll take this daring remedy.
Tell me.
You are to marry Paris. Thursday, yes. Wednesday is tomorrow. Don't tell anyone of this. Not even your nurse. Take this vial and finish the liquid inside off. And a cold and drowsy humor will run through your veins, giving the form of death. You will last for many days. Buried in the earth, you will sleep until Romeo's return.
Explain.
I writ to Romeo a letter of my scheme, just as Juliet took the drink and fell under its influence. But the letter never reached him. Friar John, you were supposed to deliver the letter.
I could not. I chanced upon a brother visiting the sick, and the officials of the town suspected us of plague and shut us in a house. My venture was stayed.
But Romeo, no. Fetch me an iron crowbar. Now. Romeo, dead. Count Paris. What a stab through the heart of the other. Was there a brawl? How did he die? A vial of poison in Romeo's hands.
Friar, where is my Romeo?
Lady, come from your rest of unnatural sleep. Greater power than we could contradict has thwarted our efforts. Come. I heard noise. Come, we cannot stay. Come. Come.
Go. I won't leave him.
Cannot see. Someone is on their way. Please, my lady, we must... My lady...
Took its finish here, but incomplete. modernity will pale in judgment. Modernity has no advantage over these conditions. Has the good scribe arrived? I obviously require his notes for this moment. The signor has left, my liege. What? The grounds? Verona, I believe. He may still remain. We were unable to find him. Well, he has copied the evidence. The transcriptions. He left none, my liege. But that is... He didn't write one note about Verona. He did leave this. He will be the one to pay me. Absconding with our misery. He has gotten something written. We may leave. Have the parties been gathered? And has what has been found been understood? I cannot but wonder. Where be these enemies? Capulet. Montague. Do you now see the scourges that have been laid on your hate? They have been laid bitterly before, and unless stopped, they will again. I need not be the instrument of that, as heaven has finished its work faster. For you, and for me. For simply winking and raging at your discords too. All are punished. I would give a gift, as came from my daughter's jointure, to my enemy, to my brother Montague. Will you give me your hand?
Yes. Allow me to place a gift in return. A statue of pure gold in Juliet's honor. Let her name be known as faithful as true whilst Verona stands.
And by his lady, Romeo shall have one as rich. Stand, nurse and friar. Has fortune brought what you hoped? We shall have more talk of these sad things. The morning pricks yet again. A glooming peace is here. But a peace.
You've been listening to R&J on The Elephas Hour. R&J was written by Zachary Williams, who also directed, produced, and provided the voices and music for it. Stay tuned in 3 weeks for the next episode of The Elephas Hour.